Let's move on to a question about the economy. The economy is on most people's minds right now, especially jobs. According to the Census Bureau, in Little Chute, one out of every five jobs are created by small businesses with less than 20 employees. Another two out of the five are from mid-sized businesses with 20 to 100 employees. And over 95% of the businesses in Little Chute are either small or mid-sized. How will you support existing small and mid-sized businesses and encourage the development of new ones?
Well, first off, that's a lot of numbers to toss around. When you get into the percentages and that, and Chuck Fisher has always had a saying about people who use statistics that I don't recall, but it wasn't flattering. But by those same statistics you give, then two out of five jobs would be created by large companies. So yeah. What I have a problem with is giving any single group an advantage because they can twist the numbers to say we need help more than somebody else. You know, I would argue that those 5% of large companies employ a majority of the people in the village compared to the 95% because they're employing thousands of people. But I think we need to treat all businesses equal and the same. And that brings up one of the big problems I have is we focus so heavily on trying to save our downtown. The businesses there get incredible benefits other village businesses don't get. I mean, they get free parking, they get snow removal, they don't pay fees for stormwater. People on the east end of Main Street are doing an incredible job out there, but they get no concessions from the village. They tote the barge all by themselves down there, and it would seem we should also concentrate on keeping and helping those business areas. Same with the north end of town out on N. They, you know, a tavern owner out there has to take care of his own parking lot. A tavern owner downtown, parking lot's provided, plowed. It's a lot of extra fees and maintenance and costs that people not in the downtown are forced to incur, but yet we don't ever say they need help. So I think we need to look at all businesses, and I can't just say we need to concentrate on saving the downtown.
When you talk about being fair and treating all businesses the same, are there any specific things that you've heard the small and mid-sized businesses say to you that they need that the village is currently ignoring?
Well, if you would look at the restaurants and the supper clubs, for example, they think it's incredibly unfair when they, for instance, ask for their curbs to be cleaned of snow up to the curb to provide on-street parking. And in the meantime, the village is clearing all the lots downtown for a tavern or a restaurant or a supper club down here. They see it as a huge injustice. They have to provide the required amount of parking stalls for their business on a private lot that they are charged stormwater fees for. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the downtown is charged stormwater fees if they use a municipal lot. It seems to be a very big injustice between the two businesses. You're putting a lot of cost on somebody out on Rose Hill Road to run a business that they wouldn't incur downtown.